W2T. U2T Mobile.
Noon Rusty, N4ZLK Mobile.
Hey Shane, what you up to today?
Like normal. How about yourself?
Commission committee for the presbytery for this Foothills Presbytery, and we had a disaster on the disaster team and for this area, and we had a meeting today, a training session. So that's where I've been, over off of Woodruff Road, and now I'm headed home after 4 hours, and I'll. Glad this is over, because now I can get ready for the things that are going to happen Friday, which is my wedding.
Congratulations. You better go home and get ready for that. That's for sure.
We've got people coming in from all over the country for the wedding this weekend, this Friday. So my sister flew up from Florida. Some friends of my fiance's driving up from Florida. Her sister's flying down from Michigan. Her daughter and son-in-law are flying in from California. Another friend is coming from Virginia. So we got people coming from all over, plus all the people from our church, too. So, you know, it ought to be a good turnout on Friday. Valentine's Day, of course.
Well, that's good. Congratulations again. And maybe you won't have trouble remembering this anniversary. And you got people, that many people coming from all over. You better be on your best behavior.
They're all family, so, you know, and all except for one couple, but the rest are all family, so to speak. So either her side or my side, but anyway, and I'm taking the back road, taking Reedville Road all the way back from Greenville, so I don't have to get out there on 85 or 26 today. This weather, I'm glad I'm on the side back roads, and I'll see you. You on the long haul today, or are you doing local deliveries again?
Cool. Over here by Donaldson Center, just made a pickup, picked up a full trailer. Gonna bring another one empty back to them. And I've been on Reedville Road there, pulling a set of doubles when 85 was backed up, and I had to get up to Spartanburg from Simpsonville area. I'm taking that all the way across.
It's a real bumpy road right now, and of course it's rain. And you go over that bridge where Spartanburg County and Cherokee and Greenville County meet there at that bridge over that river. It is flooding today, and I mean the water was. I had to slow down to about 15 miles an hour when I came over that bridge. Water was probably about 6 to 8, maybe 10 inches deep at one end of that bridge.
A lot of rain. It hasn't been terrible, you know, heavy downpours, at least where I am, but it's been steady all day yesterday and all night tonight, all night last night, and it's flooding the rivers. Well, anyway, I hadn't heard you in a while. I just wanted to say hello. I know you've probably been busy with all the wedding plans. I hope everything goes well.
Be going off right. It's scheduled for Friday, 2 o'clock, so we're going to do it, and then next week we'll go on a honeymoon a little bit for a week and then come back and everything, but not leaving until then since we got a lot of people coming in from out of town, and they're not leaving until late Saturday and Sunday and Monday, so all those good things that need to be done, and we're taking care of it, all of that, just trying to, you know, get everything done as we want to do, so. And then in April, I'm going to spend a lot of April, going to be flying to California for 2 weeks.
KB2HXS.
I'm David, or Dave. How you doing, Dave? Well, good. I hope you enjoy your trip there to California, too. I'm sure we'll speak before then, but I'm going to turn it to Dave, and I'm going to say 7-3 because I'm back up just about at the yard. I can get out and drop this trailer. Y'all have a good day. Nice to hear you. And Dave, take it. I'm not running from you, but I got to go. Talk to you later. N4ZLK.
Don't lie to me. I know you're taking off. All right. Wow. All right, Shane, have a good day. 73. Rusty, what's happening?
Hey, Dave, 7-3 is, Shane, we'll talk to you later, and I know I'll catch you again before I go there, but anyway. It's pouring rain out here, Dave. That's what's happening.
We just left Harris Teeter here, and Taylor's are heading back to the house.
We're off of Woodruff Road over there in the Simpsonville area where the church is that has our, the office for our presbytery is next to, in the building next door to it. So I am on Reedville Road between 101 and, 290 and headed back that way to get back to the house. And then I got to get back on the road about 6:30 tonight. Go out to the airport to pick up two people that are arriving in on a flight that comes in at 7:10 tonight. So go figure.
Oh, are you coming back by GSP? You picking them up at GSP?
Since that's where they're flying into, yep.
Excellent. Have fun with that. Hopefully the rain lets up a little bit tonight.
Keep calling for it to let up too much, maybe a little bit. Only thing is, they are saying it will be kind of clear Friday or some of tomorrow and most of Friday, and then we're back into rain on Saturday, I think it is. So that Saturday morning, I got to take them back to the airport so they can fly back out.
Now, did I hear you say, Ryan, you're getting married this Friday?
Heard it right.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it was coming up that quick. Excellent. Well, congratulations again.
Yep, I appreciate that. Yep, it's coming up on Friday and everything else. Oh, get over here to this meeting I had today and picked up a new job as part of this group, the Presbyterian Disaster Team for the Foothills Presbytery. So, and they're trying to get me on the state level team, which could be coming up too. So we'll see what happens. But all of that's in the future. And all my point of view right now is this Friday and next week. So you know how that is.
Yeah, we, Jimmy and I did a very successful install yesterday, thank goodness, because we weren't going to do it today, that's for sure. So the missus and I just had a few hours, took her to lunch, and we went over to Harris Teeter, pulled up a shopping cart, and then now we're on our way back to the house to go enjoy our wood-burning stove.
We did our grocery shopping yesterday. Each day, so getting stuff, trying to get stuff in that we need. I got to go tomorrow and pick up the stuff for the supper dinner tomorrow night from Olive Garden. One of the people coming to the wedding furnished all the food to buy all the food for dinner tomorrow night. So we're supposed to have about 10 and 12 people there for supper tomorrow night at our place. So it's going to be a fun night, but it's all coming from the Olive Garden, and all I got to do is go pick it up tomorrow afternoon.
Excellent. Yeah, that's a lot of people in your place there now. Wow. Well, Rusty, it was good to hear you in there. And again, I wish you well Friday. Happy wedding, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you at one point. Have a good afternoon, my friend.
All right. Well, like I said, if I didn't have to go back out tonight and pick up people at the airport, it would be a lot nicer. But that's part of one of the duties of being the future father-in-law father to the girl and her husband that's coming in. So, or stepfather as it is. But we'll see what happens and go from there. But you take it easy out there and talk to you later. KB2HXS, Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, 7-3s for now, Dave.
All right, Rusty, have a good day. Good to hear you in there. WU2T, KB2HXS, 73.